Three Men on the Bumhole by Jerome K. Jerome. This book was read by David Case. This recording of the reading of Three Men on a Bumhole was produced in 1991 by Phoenix Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Phoenix Recordings. Jerome K. Jerome was born in Walsall, Staffordshire, in 1859. He was educated at Marylebone Grammar School, but started work at the age of 14 as a railway clerk. He later worked as a schoolmaster, an actor, and finally as a journalist. In 1888 he published his first book, On Stage and Off, and in the next year he had considerable success with The Idle Thoughts of an Idle Fellow. In the same year, he published his most famous humorous work, Three Men in a Boat, of which this is a sequel. He had a great success with his play, The Passing of the Third Floor Back, and wrote many other plays and books, including an autobiographical novel, Paul Kelver, and a volume of reminiscences, My Life and Times, 1926. He was married in 1888 and had one daughter. During the First World War, he served as an ambulance driver in France. He died in 1927. Three Men on the Bumhole. Chapter 1. Three men need change. Anecdote showing evil result of deception. Moral cowardice of George. Harris has ideas. Yarn of the ancient mariner and the inexperienced yachtsman. A hearty crew. Danger of sailing when the wind is off the land.